Well,
hello there, good morning. Is it possible if I'm speaking with William Tarbit?
Yes, you can, yeah.
Hi, darling. It's Billy calling from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress claim. How are you doing today? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pull up one of your brother's files just to help us get everything put into the procedure place. And then what I can do from there is get everything moved forward. So just having a look here for you, what I'm going to do is take your details and get your details in the file correctly. I'm assuming we've... You're known as Billy, I'm sure. Is it William, your first name, yeah?
William, yeah.
William, and it's Tarbit. And yeah. Is there any other names that I should have down to you at all, other than Billy, darling?
No, just Billy Tarbit.
No problem, perfectly fine. And what's your date of birth there for me, please?
9/7/91.
91, perfect. And your email address for me, please, darling?
WilliamTarbit2020@gmail.com.
2020@gmail.com, no problem. And this is the best mobile number for you if the line must ever disconnect for any reason, is that correct?
Yeah, just this number, yeah.
Brilliant, no problem there. Now, in regards to the claim procedure, it's not going to be the case where we're clutching at straws to waste your time for no reason. You will be due that compensation, and most importantly, that will come through within a time frame of an average of 12 months. Now, we have to tell you 12 months, but you could be paid out in 6 weeks' time. That's just so we're not giving any false information. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah.
No problem. Could I ask you for your current home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please?
BD3.
Yep.
7BA.
And is that Bonnet Hill Court in Dundee?
Yeah, 10A. 10A.
10A. Let's just have a look for that. 10A. Every number apart from 10A, but I'll get that typed over. Perfect, found it there. Not a problem. Let me just get that popped onto the application for you. Now, also in regards to the claim procedure, it'd be wrong for me to give you any sort of direct value in regards to the claim right now, as each case is individually valued different. But what we can tell you, what we are sure of, is that each claim will average of a minimum of 48,000, just so you have something to look forward to. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll come out with that amount. You could come out with 100,000, you could come out with 150,000. I know it's not about the money, it is about the justice, and we will make sure we do our very best to get you the top end. Is that okay with yourself, darling?
Yeah.
No problem. Now, can I just please ask you, how old was you when you were placed into the care system, darling?
3 months.
And do you, I can answer a lot of your questions for you regarding your brother's application in regards to parents' names and things like that. Could I please ask you, do you know why you was placed into care?
Not really, no.
No problem. So when we get a copy of your files, we'll always give you an option to have a copy of them back. Is that something that you would like, darling, a copy
of
your files?
Yeah.
Let me get that. On his files. Now, I understand you were 3 months old when you was placed into the care system. How old would you say you was when you started realising that you would be mistreated within the care system?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not too sure because I had meningitis when I was younger. I've lost a good bit of my memory. So.
Sorry.
You can get that from the doctor's files and that, yeah. But it still affects me to this day. That's what I'm saying. I just got out of the jail on Friday.
Which is understandable. All I need to do, darling, is when we're filing these complaints, we just need to know where we're filing them against. So can I ask you, do you remember what care homes you know you was in?
Care homes. I was staff car and young person's unit in Dundee.
Using your okay, that's perfectly fine. So, what was the name of that young person's unit, darling?
Staff car and
young person.
I was there for over 10 years.
Bloody hell! I'm so sorry to hear that. So, yeah, that's let me get that down here for you. And it's Star Karen, did you say, darling?
No, Straff.
Strath Karen, let me get that over here. Strath Karen. And how old do you remember being in there roughly? How old would you say you was roughly when you were?
I was still primary school when I was in there.
You're still primary school, so let me just figure that out for you. So did you say you was around about 6 or 7 years of age?
Yeah, around about that, yeah.
No problem. So around 1998 roughly, so just know what year to apply for the documents for. And you was in here for 10 years?
Yeah, well, longer than that. Longer than 10 years, I haven't seen longer than that, I was there.
Let me just get
I was here till I was old enough to go back to stay with my parents, mum and dad.
So basically, you've done your full childhood in there?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Just get that going. Now, I'm just going to get a brief statement from you, darling. So I'm just going to get here. That client was very young when taken into the care system, but he has very memories of a certain place. Because that way, once we get your cells and things like that, if we locate that you're in another...
See, the email address I gave you, that's the wrong one. Can I give you my new one? My newer one?
Your home address?
No, my email address.
Yeah, can you just give me... What I can do is I can go towards that towards the end. Am I okay to
do that with you
while I'm on the statement? Because once I save it, it won't let me re-edit it, and I don't want to do that just as of yet, because I can add
I gave you my old one by accident, yeah.
Where the abuse started right away. And I remember being very young in here. And can I ask you, on arrival, to Strathcarran young person into Shushan, did you get any sort of empathy or anyone settle you or anything? So when you arrived to this
I can't really remember, because obviously I've had too much going on in my life. I've been in and out of jail from then, and you know what I mean?
Don't worry. And was you separated from your siblings here? Was your siblings
No, I was separated from them, yeah.
Now, I understand that you don't remember lots of things. Don't worry in regards to memories and things like that. I'm just going to ask you brief questions, and if there is things that you do remember, just say yes, and I can get that added down there for you. Now, do you ever remember the staff members being quite abrupt and quite nasty, the way they spoke to you, like quite boisterous, shouting and things like that?
Not really, no.
And did you ever remember the staff being physical towards you or restraining you at all?
Yeah.
Let me just get that here. Can I ask you, do you know if there was older people in here? So you was quite young in here, primary school. Was you in there with older children?
Yeah, I think I was, at that time when I was still in primary, I think I was the youngest one, yeah.
Was the children, older children, can I ask you, did they ever pick on you or anything like that, or bully you?
Not that I can remember, no. But probably would have, because they were a lot older than me. Yeah. Some of them were in high school and that by then, yeah.
You was primary school, you said, wasn't you?
Yeah. I'm sure I was like primary five or something then. Probably four or five when I went there.
Can I ask you, do you ever remember being left in your bedroom, like kind of secluded or anything as a punishment? Would they leave you in there or lock you in there all day or anything like that? If you was
not. You were locked in there at night time all night, yeah, basically, yeah.
Did you ever have situations that you remember, if you would ever wet the bed or anything and you'd embarrass you in front of the other children?
No, not really, no.
Do you remember if the staff ever put their hands on you in regards to physicalness, like punching, slapping, kicking, even using any sort of belt?
It's called restraining, yeah. Yeah, called restraining, yeah.
Do you ever remember getting any visits from your family or anything while she was here, darling?
No, not really. None. I didn't really get any visits from any family, no. Not that I can remember, anyway, no.
Yeah. Can I also ask you here, Dylan, do you ever have any memories of any other staff members, like, for an example, assisting you to the showers and hitting you down there or treating you different to any of the other children?
No.
Can I ask you here as well, darling, was there ever any sexual assault that you remember in any way, shape or form?
Not that I remember, no, because that's what I'm saying. I know you've got the best of memories, no.
Don't worry. Do not worry. I understand that you're giving me as much as you possibly can, and this is just to help me make sure, because when will you locate your fight? Of course, with them doing the abuse and things like that, they're never going to write that down that they've done that to you. All we need to do, Dan, is locate your files and pull your files. And what we do is they'll base it off your statement. So, of course, you're giving us an understanding, and they will have things jotted down back then. For an example, if they punish you, they would have had to write down that they've restrained you and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's, and we do our job to make sure that we value that properly. Can I ask you, did you ever get anything like locked in any cupboards or anything as a punishment?
No.
Or any certain times or around the corridors or anything?
No.
Was food always an option in here as well, darling?
Yeah. Wasn't it the best, the food, but there was always food, like, but wasn't it the best? Just like jail and that, yeah. That's what it really reminds me of, pretty much just a jail, you know what I mean?
Can I ask you, do you suffer with, say, things like anxiety and things like this, darling?
Wee bit, yeah.
Do you say that you struggle to show emotion or control your emotion?
Yeah.
And you said that you was in here for around 10 years?
Yeah, longer than that, I think, yeah.
And then you said you caught meningitis, didn't you, darling?
Yeah, when I was a baby, yeah. I never died with that, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
So I've not got the best memories in that now, so... Well, I can't even really remember anything from last week, you know what I mean? From years ago, you know what I mean?
Which is understandable.
That's how Michael usually wants to do my talking for me, you know, brother Michael.
Yeah, I understand that. What I've done is, in regard to this anyway, I'll cross-reference some of the stuff that he's already made me aware of and get that included on here for you anyway, darling. But you definitely have provided me with enough information here to go full steam ahead for you. I'm just getting down the impact that it's had on you, because, of course, speaking to you now, like you say, there's obviously some things that you will not be able to remember, but there's some things that will always stick in your head as well. And it's not... And it's obviously a struggle for you even with this day and age. Would you say you struggle to build relationships and trust people?
Yeah.
So thank you so much for giving me that information. What I am also going to do as well is I'm going to cross-reference that with everything that Michael has made me aware of, just to make sure that we've got everything down for you. Now, what we would always need for you, darling, is a beneficiary. So if anything was to have happened to you over the last few months with this claim ongoing, would there be anybody that you'd be happy for this payment to go to? They just need to be over the age of 18.
Just Michael.
You want me? Michael, yeah, I've got Michael on there for you as your beneficiary, just to be on the safe side, so everything's in one place for you.
While I was in the jail, he was keeping me up to date, like what he was getting and speaking to you about and that, you know what I mean? So
bless him. So he's always been there and updated you and everything, and he knows everything. Let me just get that down here for you. I'll get him on here as your beneficiary. So it'll be Michael Tarbert. Let me just go on his file to get his mobile number for you as well. What I'll also do as well is I'll make the solicitor aware with any updates and things like that to go through Michael as well, just so Michael's fully aware of everything as well as you. So that way you can give you updates as well. And if there's anything that you need from us, then you know you've got it all there in one place.
No, because Michael can explain it better, if you know what I mean, because I understand what Michael's talking, you know what I mean?
Which is understandable, and I'll get that noted on here. Let me just let me just get that bob down on here for you. Also, can I take your up-to-date email address, because you wanted me to change your email address.
Yeah, 2 seconds. It's William Tarbert, 2020.
Yep.
Right. What one did I give you? Did I give you Gmail?
Yeah, you did.
That is the right one then, yeah.
No problem, darling. That's perfectly fine. Let me just get that changed over for you because I believe it
now.
William Tarbert,
2020. The Gmail one is the right one, yeah. I'm on it just
now. Perfect. No problem. Now, what I need from yourself, darling, is a picture of your ID. Have you got anything like a driver's license or a passport?
Yeah, I have a passport, but it's at my own house just now. I'm at my girlfriend's house just now. But I can get you
it. Do you have a picture of it on your phone or anything like that?
Yeah, I do have a picture of it on my phone, yeah.
If you could please send that over for me, that would be fantastic. And have you got anything else on your phone, like, let's just say, have you got anything like any online bills or any bank statements or anything?
I could get you them as well, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So all we need is a proof of address, which is any letter dated to you in the last 3 months to know that it is you that's receiving
payment. Well, that's what I'm saying. I've not had any letters for that because I've been in the jail. You know what I mean? I was in the jail from...
So if you go on a bank statement, you can download your latest bank statement, and if you use that for you, that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, but I could get that, today for you, yeah.
Brilliant. So that's what I need before we submit your case over.
Yeah, I'll go and do it for you just now on WhatsApp, yeah.
Brilliant. Before I let you go, what I do need to let you know, Darren, is that you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is covered by the government. And most importantly, you can do it on an independent basis. Now, we work as no win, no fee, so if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And just like your brothers, if the case is successful, the maximum fee they will take at the end is 20%, and that covers the work that they've done. So if, for an example, if you get £100,000 back, the solicitors would take 20 and you would get 80. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Brilliant, no problem. So what's going to happen, Darren, is you're just going to get a text message that will come through to your phone within the next few minutes. It's just been a bit slow for me to get that over to you. The text will come through as a normal text. It won't come through on WhatsApp. And you click on the link, it'll take you straight to a box that'll ask for your signature. So you give it a squiggle with your finger and you press the big blue button next to it. Now, as soon as that comes back through to me, I can get that up and running for you. So all I'm waiting for now is the document returned from you, ID and proof of address. The document should be coming through as we speak right now. I've just submitted that. It'll come through in about 60 seconds. And the ID and proof of address you can send over to me on WhatsApp. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Brilliant. Now, one last thing which I'm going to do for you, just so you know who you're dealing with, I'm going to password protect your account the same way I have done with your brothers. So if anyone calls you and you are unsure on who you're speaking to, you ask them for the password. And if they don't know the password that we set, just hang up the phone on them. Is there any word that's memorable to you at all?
Storm, that's my dog's name.
Storm? Perfect, Storm, my partner calls. My partner calls me that because he says I've got grey hair, so he calls me Storm. So what else do you
think? Storm, yeah, that's my dog's name, yeah.
Pop a password on the file to you, Storm. If anybody gives you a call, you bob me a message over. And as soon as we get your ID proof of address and your signed documents returned back, I will get your case submitted right away for you, darling. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go and do it right now, right in a second, yeah.
Brilliant, perfect. And if you need any help with that, just drop me a message. I'll give you a call straight back. You'll also hear from me in about a week or two's time with your first set of updates, darling, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Perfect, no problem, darling.
Thank
all right
you.
Then, thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
And just one more thing as well, obviously, right to the chat, and display. if you decide to put like a beneficiary down, somebody who sees the money on your behalf is going to be able to do it. Who would you like to put down as a beneficiary for yourself? No, that's fine. What's the name?
It's $500 for a weekend ticket. Or maybe last minute, but I want to go next year, mate. No, it looks like my idea of like... Yeah, for a full pizza. No, I seen a girl's TikTok yesterday. It's $67 for a full pizza. That's what you pay at festivals, or they rob you. You go a beef and they charge you 43 quid a drink. Whereas it's like, for me, it's not the kind of festival that I'm used to, but it's one like it's a lifetime experience, like to see all the celebrities and stuff. No, I'd rather do Coachella. I'd love to do Glastonbury as well. It's like the Glastonbury of LA. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're more comfortable. Now, do you think? Don't worry, Lauren. Come on.
Yeah.